Jesus modeled a life of forgiveness throughout his early earthly ministry. I think one reason why he did that all the way through his ministry is because forgiveness is contrary to us. Forgiveness is contrary to human nature. But every person still wants the right to have good relationships. They still want right relationships. They still want good relationships with family and with friends and with neighbors and with people you don't even know. I mean, think about a time when you inadvertently bumped into someone in the store or wherever else it might be. What do we say? Excuse me or pardon me, something like that, right? Yeah. Sometimes even forgive me. Well, as Christians, we also want to have that same kind of relationship with God and with Jesus and with the Holy Spirit and with one another. And we want to have that same kind of relationship, whether it's with a person we know very well and are very close to, or even if it's a relationship that we, with a person that you've never met. We still want to express forgiveness. We still want to be forgiven. Now, there are many different levels of forgiveness in life, and we all know that. There's bumping into a stranger in the store and saying, excuse me, forgive me. And then there's situations that go much more deep. So let's look at the Jesus way of forgiveness. And then I'll lead us in a guided time of prayer and forgiveness. And this service is modeled on a service by James Wagner, who was for years the director of prayer and healing ministries at the Upper Room in Nashville. So let's go back to the scriptures for a moment. Simon is a community leader. He invited Jesus and a few select friends to his home for dinner. And Wagner writes that Mideastern hospitality really dictated certain courtesies for invited guests that were just baseline expected gestures. The host, for example, was expected to provide water and towels to wash and dry dusty feet. It was customary for the host to give a kiss of peace greeting to all who entered their home and to place drops of a sweet-smelling perfume or ointment or cologne on the heads of each guest. That was just customary. Sounds weird to us or unusual to us, but it was very common in that day. And Simon offered none of these. Odd that he would invite friends for dinner and this Nazarene and not do basic courtesy. And then all of a sudden into the story comes this uninvited woman who is nameless throughout the whole story. We never know her name. And not only does she crash the dinner party, but she just boldly lavishes a whole bottle of very expensive perfume upon Jesus. And on top of that, she's the town harlot. So the story thickens. Well, all of this angers Simon. And Jesus decides to confront him as a guest in his home and to address this. This is not new. Jesus confronted Nicodemus. He confronted the rich young ruler, Peter, on the lakeshore. Jesus confronted the Samaritan woman at the well. So Jesus is not singling out this Pharisee community leader. This is very common in Jesus' ministry. And he tells Simon a short story, a parable about canceling debts and about mending relationships. And Jesus then turns to the woman and praises her for her signs of appreciation, her signs of respect to Jesus. And Jesus essentially says she came here today because she has a new lease on life. And she wanted to say thank you and express that love and that appreciation. Yes, she sinned a lot in her past, But she has been forgiven, and that's why she's here. And he turns to her and he says, your sins are forgiven. Your faith has made you well, has saved you. Your faith, your trust in me has saved you. Go in peace. So what we see here in the Jesus way of forgiveness, Jesus, first of all, confronts the issue. He confronts the person and the hurt. All three things there. The person, the issue, and the hurt. And then Jesus offers total forgiveness. By his own power, by his own love. And then he gives the opportunity to begin anew without the baggage. To begin anew without being stuck in the past. That is the Jesus way of forgiveness. So I was looking at this, I was thinking that I would lead us in a time of guided prayer and forgiveness. And this morning, you can remain where you are. If you would like to, you can step out and kneel in the aisle or at the end cap of the pew, if you would like to do that, as a different posture for worshiping this morning. If you want to come forward and kneel at the altar or sit on the front pew, you're welcome to do that. Go ahead and make your way now if you would like to do that. You're welcome to do that. Anyone is welcome to do that. And you can walk while I talk. This is a holy moment. A holy moment. And in this moment, there are at least three powers at work. There's the Holy Spirit's help and power. There is your own will and the power of your own will. And there's the love and the faith of those around you. Okay? Because as you pray, know that others join you in that prayer as God leads them. So lots of powers at work this morning. Holy Spirit's help and power, your own will, the degree to which you want to participate in this and be a part of it, and the love and the faith of those around you. And I believe that with all three, we can confront the issues in our lives. We can confront any pain that's in our life. We can address the hurt. We can receive and offer total forgiveness and move forward in life and not be stuck in the past. So let's begin. In your bulletin this morning, it's just a very brief prayer, unison prayer that I'm going to ask Polly to begin us with. And then I'll do the middle part. And then Polly will lead us in the closing unison prayer. Let's begin.
We adore and praise you, Jesus our Christ and our Savior. Because through your holy cross, you have redeemed the world and saved each of us from our sins. Yes, through your holy cross, you have forgiven us and loved us, even before we know what forgiveness and love were all about. Each one of us comes to you, God, seeking help to be a forgiving person. Some of us are having difficulty in forgiving, Lord. We need your strength and the willingness to forgive. Help each of us overcome stubbornness and pride that cripple us in so many ways. And now, O Christ, in a conscious, deliberate act of our will,
We want to forgive everyone who has anything against any of us. Some of us need to forgive our parents. Some of us need to forgive our children. Some of us need to forgive God. Some of us need to forgive ourselves. Some of us need to forgive someone who died before we were reconciled. Lord, hear our prayers as we pray specifically by name for others whom we need to forgive. Polly, will you lead us in our unison prayer?
Lord, hear our prayers.
Prayers.
And have mercy upon us.
We now give to you all those persons that we have named in forgiveness, as well as ourselves, and as you direct any of us to take tangible action, give us the will to follow through with a phone call, a personal letter, an apology, or other restitution. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, help each one of us know the Jesus way of forgiveness and to know Jesus. Help each one, Lord, experience the joy of forgiveness, the release of burdens lifted and taken away, the happiness of new life in Christ. And by your love, may we know health and wholeness in body, mind, spirit, and in all of our relationships. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray and dedicate ourselves. Amen.